Title: Volume Automation for Groove, for Modern Control with Vintage Tone Intermediate. All right, let's dial in one of the most underrated weapons in modern drum and bass. Volume automation. Not make it louder automation. I'm talking about groove automation. The kind that makes a loop feel like it's rolling forward, breathing, and alive while still keeping that modern, tight, mix-safe control. And we're going to push it toward a slightly vintage vibe too, like old breaks that naturally had push-pull dynamics baked in. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three levels of control. First, micro movement in side clips, like hats and post notes. Second, macro movement on groups, like the drum bus breathing. Third, arrangement energy automation across sections, so transitions and drops feel intentional. And the big concept I want in your head the entire time is this: pick anchor hits and let everything else dance around them. In DNB, your snare and your sub are usually the anchors. Keep those confident and automate the stuff around them for motion. Step 0. Quick setup, but it matters. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Set your grid to 16ths, and make sure triplets are available, because jungle swing lives in that world. Now create groups: a drums group, a bass group, a music and effects group, and leave your master with headroom. Don't start your project already slammed. For gain staging, aim for your drum group peaking around minus 6 to minus 8 dBFS. Bass group peaking around minus 8 to minus 10. This isn't a strict rule, it's a practical target so your automation actually has room to work, and you don't clip the second you add saturation. Now we set the modern control rule: automate gain before heavy dynamics. Because if you automate the track fader after compression or saturation, you're changing how hard you're hitting those processors. Sometimes that's a cool effect, but most of the time, it's unpredictable. Your groove changes, your tone changes, your compressor starts reacting differently, and suddenly you don't know what you're hearing. So here's the best practice chain on a track or bus when you want predictable automation. Utility first, for the automation. Then saturation, if you want tone. Then glue compressor, if you want cohesion. Limiter only if you truly need safety. Try not to crush. So do this now. On your drum group, add utility as the first device and rename it drums auto gain. After that, optionally add saturator and glue compressor. Why utility? Because utility gain is stable, it's easy to automate, and it doesn't mess with your mixer fader balances. Your fader becomes your static mix decision. Utility becomes your movement lane. And a coaching tip: start labeling your automation lanes like you're future-proofing your project. Micro hats, macro drums breathe, interplay bass dip. You'll thank yourself later when you're trying to figure out why the drop feels weird. Now let's build the micro groove, the vintage part. Old breaks weren't perfectly consistent. Tiny level changes happened constantly. We can recreate that, but controlled. Start with hats or rides. Pick your hat loop, or a programmed hat pattern on a single audio track or MIDI track converted to auto. Double-click the clip so you're in clip view. Open envelopes. Set device to clip and control to volume. Now draw subtle movement. Subtle. You're not doing EDM pumping here. You're giving it performance dynamics. As a starting point, downbeat hats around 0 dB. Offbeats, pull them down about 1 to 2.5 dB. Occasional ghost hits, down 3 to 6 dB. If you're doing a 16th note hat pattern, a nice rolling idea is steps 1, 5, 9, 13 slightly louder, steps 3, 7, 11, 15 slightly lower. You'll feel it immediately. It stops sounding like a static machine gun and starts sounding like forward motion. And here's a sneaky trick. You can create swing without changing MIDI at all. Keep everything perfectly quantized, but change hat levels so certain hits feel like they lean late or early. For example, reduce the hat right before an accent hit. The accent feels like it arrives later, even though it's on grid. That's psychoacoustics, and it works. Now do the same idea for ghost notes. Ghost snares. Aim around 4 to 8 dB quieter than your main snare. Ghost kick ticks, 6 to 10 dB down, just enough to imply momentum. If you're using drum rack, remember this: velocity often changes the tone of the sample, which is awesome. Volume automation changes level more purely. Combine them: velocity for character, automation for clean control. Okay, micro groove done. Now macro groove, the drum bus breathing. This is the roller move. It's where the whole groove feels like it's inhaling and exhaling around the rhythm. Press it to show automation lanes. On the drums group, automate the gain on your utility, the drums auto gain. Now draw one bar breathing curve. Very subtle. Starting point at around 174 BPM. on beat 1 at 0 dB. Don't boost the impact, just leave it just after the snare. Dip to around minus 0.7 dB for about an eighth note, then return back to 0 dB leading into the next hit. Repeat around beat 3, but don't make it perfectly identical. A little asymmetry makes it feel human. Your goal is that you feel the groove, but you don't hear oh, there is volume automation. If it sounds like obvious pumping, it's too deep. Most of the time, keep bus dips under about 1.2 dB. Use it differently across sections. In verses or rollers, you can do more breathing, like minus 0.6 to minus 1.2 dB dips. In drops, reduce breathing a bit, maybe minus 0.3 to minus 0.6, so the drop feels punchy and stable. In breakdowns, you can exaggerate movement slightly, even up to minus 1.5 dB dips, because vibe matters more than punch there. Extra coach note, use curves more than points. In Ableton, you can right-click an automation segment and create a curve. A fast dip with a slower recovery often feels more like a drummer or a sampled break than a perfect triangle. Now, quick reality check before we go further. Automation can fight compression. If your glue compressor is already doing 2 to 3 dB of gain reduction, and your automation is also dipping noticeably, you can get double pump. So here's a pro workflow. Temporarily disable the glue. Listen, is the groove coming from automation? Good. Turn glue back on, and make it gentler, or reduce your automation depth. Decide who's doing what. Now we do the drum and bass interplay. Bass dips, manual sidechain style. This is huge for modern DNB because you want the sub stable, but you still need drums to read clearly. A compressor sidechain can work, but manual volume automation is more intentional. You choose exactly when and how much. On your bass group, add utility first and rename it bass auto gain. Now automate that gain. On snare hits, dip the bass group around minus 0.8 to minus 2 dB. On kick hits, depending on your kick and sub relationship, dip about minus 0.3 to minus 1.2 dB. If you want to be extra clean, split your bass into SUB and mid-bass. SUB is roughly 20 to 90 Hz. Keep it steady, mono, minimal automation. Mid-bass is 90 Hz and up. Automate that more aggressively and let it move. That gives the impression that the bass is making room without destabilizing the foundation. You can do the split with EQ8, high pass and low pass as needed, then use utility on each track for automation. And yes, this is one of those modern control tricks that still supports a vintage vibe, because older records often had mid-range movement while the low end stayed relatively consistent, even if they didn't describe it that way. Now let's add the vintage tone, but without losing control. Important ordering. Get your groove moves working first, then add tone after. On the drum group, after your automated utility, add saturator. Set it to analog clip mode. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Then level match the output so it's not just louder. Louder will trick you into thinking it's better. After saturator, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, so transients still pop. Release on auto, or try 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold, so you get about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on loud sections. That combo gives a break beside. More density, more unity, less sterile. And here's an optional spicy move, saturation that follows dynamics. You can automate saturator drive slightly, tiny range, like less in the core loop and a touch more in fills or transitions. You're basically aging the drums when energy rises, without permanently fogging the main drop. Now arrangement automation. Energy shaping across 16 or 32 bars. Think like an arranger, not just a mixer. Pre-drop lift. On your music and FX group, or even the drums group, automate utility gain up about plus 0.5 to plus 1.5 dB over the last 4 to 8 bars before the drop. Then hard reset at the drop, but keep it tasteful. DNB drops hit hardest when headroom is preserved. You don't want the pre-drop to accidentally steal the impact. Next, drop micro variation to avoid loop fatigue. Every 8 bars, choose something small. Pull hats down 1 dB for 1 bar, then return. Or boost the snare half a dB for a fill bar. Or dip the bass 1 dB for half a bar to spotlight a drum fill. And if you're using a break layer, here's a really genre authentic approach. Keep your clean drum layer consistent, modern punch. Let the break layer carry movement. Automate the break's utility gain to push certain accents, like an amen chop hit plus half a dB, while keeping ghosts down. That gives you heritage motion, without sacrificing the modern front of the drums. Now let's cover common mistakes, so you don't lose an hour chasing your tail. Mistake 1. automating the track fader post-processing. It changes compressor and saturator behavior. Use utility gain early instead. Mistake 2. Going too deep with dips and boosts on buses. If you're dipping 3 to 6 dB on the drum bus, that's pumping. Maybe you want it, but most rollers don't. Start subtle. Mistake 3. Wrecking the sub with automation. Don't keep the sub stable. Automate mid-bass instead. Mistake 4. Forgetting to level match after saturation. If it's louder, it will seem better. Match level, then judge. Mistake 5. Overquantized automation shapes. Perfect repeating triangles can feel robotic. Add tiny timing differences or different depth between bars. Now a couple darker, heavier D&B pro tips. First, make the snare feel heavier without raising peak level. Do a tiny dip right before the snare on the drum group, like minus 0.5 dB for 20 to 40 milliseconds, then return to zero exactly at the snare. That tiny negative space makes the snare feel like it explodes, even though you didn't actually boost it. Second, shadow groove on hats. Create a two-bar dynamic pattern. Bar 1 hats slightly louder overall, bar 2 slightly lower overall. The loop instantly feels longer and moodier, without adding anything. Third, controlled chaos with a dirt return. Create a return track called dirt. Add saturator with heavier drive, like 5 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Add auto filter low pass around 6 to 10 kHz to keep it dark. Add glue compressor. Heavier gain reduction is fine here. Then automate the send amount so fills and transitions get dirtier, and the main drop is cleaner. That's how you get character without losing clarity. Fourth, if you're widening bass, do it safely. Automate utility width on mid-bass only. Verse around 70 to 90% width. Drop moments 100 to 120 if it still plays nice in mono. Keep the sub at 0% width, always. Now let's lock this in with a mini practice exercise. Your goal: build a 16-bar roller where the groove improves without changing any MIDI notes. Start with a simple pattern. Kick on 1 and 3, or a 2-step variant, snare on 2 and 4, 16th hats. Add bass with sub and mid-bass. Then do 3 automations. Hat clip volume envelope. Offbeats down about 2 dB. Random ghost hats down about 4 dB. Drum group utility gain. Dips around minus 0.8 dB after snares. This audio version is shortened for playback.